Hello, this is Chris Nelson for evolveconsciousness.org. Today I will be presenting my next infographic in the series of infographics I did, starting with natural law boundary conditions, then proceeding to spectrum of living, and now we will end with Philosopher's Stone. The Philosopher's Stone. These images were all developed together because they're all relating to the same underlying conceptual framework. But they're described and told in a different story with different colors and different shapes, maybe. But they're all pretty much the same. So, the Philosopher's Stone. This is the Stone of the Wise, the Philosophia Stone. So, Philo is love and Sophia is wisdom. So, the Love of Wisdom Stone, which, so it's the Stone of the True Care of Wisdom. The True Care as in love. So the stone of the love of wisdom, or the stone of the true care of wisdom. And that's the wisdom of right action, because wisdom is right action. So it's having true care for right action. This is all about doing right, living in truth and morality. That is the true self. I came to decode this philosopher's stone while I was working on something else, the natural law boundary conditions infographic. I have never studied the philosopher's stone myself. I came to this understanding on my own through natural law. All you need to do is understand the substantive essences of reality, of symbols and concepts, and you can understand alchemy without actually studying alchemy directly as put out by other people. This may not be the original meaning of the philosopher's stone, or maybe other people have discovered this meaning as well, but either way, what I have found from my other work applies very well with the Philosopher's Stone symbol and descriptions from others, which we'll take a look at the end. I wrote this when I made the natural law boundary conditions infographic and saw what the Philosopher's Stone can likely represent. The decoding of the Philosopher's Stone I found fits well. And we have the HQ PDF, the images below in more of the text, and the video and audio are available on the site as well, along with the backup locally hosted. So there are basic shapes that I've been using in all these infographics. So we have the circle representing of the infinite, the spirit, those aspects. The square is finite universe, body, material, nature, universe, those aspects. And the triangle is trinity, unity, aspects, bridging between two things, getting to three from the two, and then back to the one. In the natural law boundary conditions, I show how, quote, squaring the circle the right way is when the circle fits into the square, when you fit into the boundaries of law of the natural world. Fits into the boundaries of law that creation has set for behavior and the natural world. To try to be a, quote, God, overstepping the boundary conditions on the physical plane area of the square in the finite, is to decide what truth and morality are in the finite. To make up the law yourself is not possible. One is humbled by natural law, higher will, and lives in its boundaries for our own benefit, betterment, and forward positive evolutionary progress, and that would be where you are living in the right way of squaring the circle. And one is humbled. The other is overstepping free will to produce wrong action and negative effects as a result, to make and live by our own law as a God and arbiter of truth. Before continuing with the post and the images and text, in my infographic, I'll just read the top part. So the Philosopher's Stone, I refer to it as alchemical ascension. So this is ascending towards truth, love, good, right, morality, natural law, higher self, higher will, source, all one, etc. And you're transcending the lower limitations of the fleshly carnal desires and those base passions. So the self works through matter towards unity enlightenment with truth and morality of the higher will. And again, if you haven't been through the natural law boundary conditions presentation or the spectrum of living presentations, please go through those first because they describe the components I'm using in more detail. Here I'm in the Philosopher's Stone infographic. I rework it. Most of everything stays the same except for there's a triangle added. So if you go back, you'll get more in-depth understanding on what I'm describing. And to make the Philosopher's Stone, one description in a geometric form, they describe it through symbols and in this way. Make of a man and woman a circle, then a quadrangle, out of this a triangle, make again a circle, and you will have the stone of the wise. So first in green, the circle with the man and the woman represented by the yin and yang I put in, then a quadrangle, the square, out of this a triangle, which I put the equilateral around it, and then another circle, and that's supposed to be the stone of the wise, the philosopher's stone, and I will decode why this is indeed the philosopher's stone. Symbolically represented through color and geometry. And the color aspects have been more in-depth dealt with in the previous presentations. So in one, you have the self area, and it's bounded by behavior, the boundary around it. In two, you have the world area, and the law boundary around it. Then the triangle in purple is the Trinity Unity area, and four is the blue spirit area, and three and four, well, four is for sure unbounded. There's not really a boundary. It's infinite, but I just, you know, you can't make an infinite circle. It has to be finite. So, and the triangle, yeah, I'm not sure if it has a boundary because we can, the process of enlightenment goes on forever since we can never attain the infinite potential. All we can do is successively continually realize and actualize it, so it just never ends. I guess there's no boundary there, but you'll never reach the spirit itself. And the rest of the descriptions on the right, I will go through that in part as I go through the article, so I won't read that part of the infographic. And the symbol itself, I've added around the square the four elements, and around the edges of the square the four qualities, dry, warm, moist, cool, which are properties of the four elements. And from the four elements come the three essentials, which are salt, mercury, and sulfur. In the previous infographic on spectrum of living, I've gone into salt, mercury, and sulfur, but the four elements, those three essentials, the four qualities. I won't be going into that in this presentation, but if you are knowledgeable on these things, then you can probably add more correspondences and more information to this symbol. I'm not too knowledgeable on all the symbolism and all the meanings behind it all, so I wasn't going to go study and get into that. Not yet anyways, maybe at a later time. So, the Philosopher's Stone, going back to the article, the Philosopher's Stone has been drawn in a particular way by the person who described it in the way that I use it. They put matter, the square, and the circle of the man and woman below half of the square, the circle of spirit. So you have the larger circle, but inside that, they put the lower half of the spirit as the man and woman inside the circle, inside the square. And then the triangle is not an equilateral triangle, it's an isosceles triangle, where the upper half of the circle has the upper half of the isosceles triangle. But the tip of the triangle never touches the spirit infinite potential because you can never actually reach it. So that's why in this drawing it's represented this way. Below the half of the larger circle, because it's the lower part of the spirit, not the higher part of the spirit, and us in our Trinity, Unity, Enlightenment, we can continually try to grasp and reach that higher sphere, the higher circle, but we can never actually reach it and become it, which is the truth. You can never become the perfected potential infinite of spirit. We can only grasp certain attributes and qualities and embody them into our being. But I prefer the other depiction, which is just under this one. I find it more symmetrical because of the equilateral triangle. So I prefer to use that. And if I use the other one, well, then the circle and the square in the center, well, they would be even smaller in my infographic and less visible to see. So I find the one I made, it's more uniform and it's more visible, bigger. All right. So starting at position one, the will, true care, consciousness, self. Again, this has been dealt with much more in previous infographics. So if you go look there in the natural law, boundary conditions, and spectrum of living, you'll get more information. I'm not going to go through every single thing that I went through before. Please go review previous presentations. So we start with the self, which contains the man and the woman. That's self, consciousness, care, and will. The force of will and the true care that we need to develop. So the circle at the interior represents man and woman as soul or spirit aspects in the physical world of the universe. This is the circle of man in the physical, the quote, spirit in the physical, even though the material is also at a fundamental level, the quote, spiritual as well. Please distinguish from the spiritual component of the immaterial internal nature of consciousness self and that of the fundamental spiritual unseen immaterial non-physical layer of all everything. There's a difference between the spiritual components in each layer and the totality of the all one everything spiritual blue circle. There's a difference. So don't think the aspects or the derivations and the visions are the all itself, which many people get confused about in pseudo-spiritual conceptualization. The first circle is likened to the spirit because consciousness self is unseen, internal, metaphysical, etc. Consciousness of the individual unit is represented by this circle. It is the micro-minor aspect of spirit to the higher macro major aspect of spirit. So that's the small green circle to the blue large circle. The micro manifestation of the divine spark is personified as man and woman. They are manifested into the physical realm, which is the square of the natural world. The man and woman that are put into this first circle are the masculine and feminine components of our being that are put into the individuated consciousness self as part of our existence and experience. The goal here, in number one in green, as it was described in the natural law boundaries, is to use our free will to develop true care and evolve consciousness as we progress, but first become a sovereign ruler of the self to have our inner reality united in internal harmony, which is our thoughts, emotions, and actions in harmony with each other to unify the self. Now we'll go on to the second part in red. The square encloses the first circle. This square is the finite that encloses the expression of spirit. As an individuated unit of consciousness, gifted with the force of free will. One particular expression of the finite is that of man, our human bodies, that enclose the expression of consciousness and allow it to manifest externally. The body is the vessel and temple for consciousness, and cleansing of the body is helpful in the evolution of consciousness. Not only is it helpful, it's pretty much necessary. The more you cleanse the body, the more it'll help you evolve consciousness. You'll only be limiting yourself if you don't cleanse the body. limiting the maximization of potentiality you can attain so long as you do not cleanse the body as fully as you can. And you're not going to stop evolving consciousness, you just won't evolve as quickly as if you did clean your body. Okay. The universe is also the physical and finite as the body is. The macro and micro of the physical respectively, instead of the macro and micro of the non-physical. So you'd have the universe and the body, macro, micro, and then you have the overall one spirit, and then you have the lesser self, force of will spirit. So there's macro and micro in the physical and in the non-physical. The natural world is enclosed by natural law boundaries that govern the physical universe and the consequences to behavior of the individual units of consciousness. One such law is gravity. Another is cause and effect. Another is morality. There are more. These are the laws governing the physical universe, and their application applies to different domains and sometimes is multipliable to many domains or fields of effect. Cause and effect applies in many ways as well, across many, quote, dimensions of experience, physical and non-physical. Gravity applies in another law that crosses, Gravity is another law that crosses with cause and effect as well, in the physical aspect. If you walk off a cliff, the effect is you will fall to your death, most likely. Morality is another law that interacts with cause and effect in the physical through our behavior. The first circle, our consciousness, is in the square of the body, in the physical universe, that is governed by natural laws and the boundary conditions set forth therein. These are rules and limits to be learned about. If we try to cross them, we shall feel the consequences to our actions and reap the effects of the causes we sowed. The goal here, in red, is to merge our perceptions of reality with the actuality of reality as it is, rather than continue to live in illusions. This is more the outer reality, whereas the first part was the inner reality, the harmony with consciousness expressions. And here we're more going with the harmony of perceptions with reality. So we're joining our inner with the outer. The triangle is about union. So now we're going to the purple. Triangle is about union and achieving higher degrees of awakening and enlightenment. The triangle can be seen as a representation of three aspects, or a unity of two to create a third. And often the two to be united may be opposed and in conflict. This is also when the masculine and feminine components that are in the lower self of the first circle can get developed and fully realized. The Trinity is a union of the body, mind, and spirit. It is also the unity of the mind and heart towards enlightenment, and left masculine and right feminine brain towards the true vision of the one eye. And essentially, these two descriptions mean the same thing. The mind and heart towards enlightenment, or the left and right, or the masculine and feminine towards the one vision of the one eye, the true vision. It's the same thing. We're just using different descriptors. The triangle is also the union of our expressions of consciousness, thought, emotion, and action. Unity consciousness. The Trinity of consciousness. Also, you get to higher consciousness through the unity of body, matter, and mind, heart, consciousness. So unify body, matter, and mind, heart, consciousness, since those are the same thing. So unify body and mind, or matter and consciousness. And through the other unities of trinities, that is to say, you get to the spiritual perspective. an elevated position where you can see things more clearly. From above, so to speak, above the playing board, seeing how the mind control works, how the illusions intertwine to form the web or matrix of deception and illusion. So when you join things and you unify, and you unify through a trinity, it's going to bring you to that higher perspective. You can call it spiritual because it's elevated. Reality is in more detail to understand what is going on and how to get to higher grounded existence in this reality, to make our lives better by creating a world of true freedom and peace, of morality and truth being harmonized, aligned, and united with. Unity consciousness in unity with truth and morality to get to unity foundational living in the aggregate co-creation. All these unities are expressing different aspects of what is required to reach levels of higher consciousness, as symbolized by the last circle of macro spirit, to continually grasp and embody aspects of truth and morality, aspects of the higher will and higher self. Now we're on to the fourth part in blue, the last part of the infographic. The last circle is the spirit, quote, higher form, that is to say, the macro whole, all one conception from where all laws come, while the first circle was the spirit, quote, lower form, that is to say, the micro individual unit of consciousness. The unity of the sacred masculine and sacred feminine components within us will produce the higher consciousness of service to truth and morality as the ultimate way to help ourselves and others. This is because the natural law is the higher will. The higher will is the higher self. The higher self is the true self. We become more who we truly are at our core substantive level of being rather than the falsity of the current illusory reality we live in. That's what happens when we unite and form trinities and enlighten ourselves towards truth and morality. We're living more our core substantive level of being rather than the false self of illusions and control. This is what I mean when I say, and have been teaching about exemplifying, living, expressing, being, embodying, realizing, actualizing, and individuating ourselves in harmony and unity with truth, love, good, right, morality, natural law, true self, higher self, higher will, spirit, source, God, all one. They are different levels of expression, different facets of the same thing. People in all of human history have been describing aspects of the same thing from different perspectives. I have been fortunate enough to grasp some correspondences and interconnecting pattern recognition between the various aspects, particulars, attributes, qualities, properties, and characteristics of the variability, diversity, and multiplicity that these expressions manifest through. That is, how they show themselves. This is what I try to express in most of my work. Morality towards other sentient, animate beings is required for true freedom and peace to manifest. Squaring the circle properly in alchemy is represented this way above. This is how you transcend the carnal limitations of false living and ascend to higher consciousness in truth and morality. Alchemy is done in the physical grounded reality where you can bring the unseen metaphysical spiritual understanding back as the wisdom of right action in the physical manifested world. To believe that higher consciousness is about spending your time in other realities and planes is folly. The work must be done here on the ground. Higher consciousness is about being able to perceive, conceive, understand, and navigate reality, universe, existence correctly. And how do you do that? With truth and morality, which is the wisdom of right action. So if you're not seeking more moral ways of living, if you're not living in the most moral way you can by recognizing right and wrong, such as harming innocent beings that you have no right to, that have every right to freedom and peace that you do? Well, guess what? You're not getting to higher consciousness because you're not perceiving reality correctly. Squaring the circle in math is represented as an impossible problem that man has claimed was possible until proven he wasn't. And I've explained this in the natural law boundary conditions. It has to do with being able to perfectly draw a square over a circle, squaring the circle to have the same areas, because they can't, because pi is indefinite and you can't have a perfect match between an indefinite area of a circle and a definite area of a square. So it's impossible to draw them perfectly. So I find this symbolic of man's attempt to be God and make the law, make things possible even though they are not. That is what the squaring the circle represents in man's world, to invent things and try to hold on to them being so. So this is how I see the philosopher's stone, the elixir of life, the quintessence. The great work creates the philosopher's stone and progresses us to realize the spirit of man, true quintessence. As I said at the beginning, this is the stone of the wise, the philosophia stone, the stone of true care of wisdom, the wisdom of right action. It is all about doing right, living in truth and morality. That is the true self. That is the quintessence, the fifth element we can embody and live if we distill and make the elixir with the force of will and true care. The other four elements represent states in matter, such as water, liquid, air, gas, earth is solid, and fire is plasma, and the wet, dry, cold, and hot, the qualities that they have. But the four elements also represent internal states of the psyche. Mastering the four psychological elements within leads to further the development of the elixir, of the philosopher's stone, of the quintessence, of the fifth element, of the spirit of man. How is this higher true self seen? In the living of natural moral law as the way and path and greater understanding of reality with an effect upon influencing positive change. So it's both the way and path and through a greater understanding of reality with an actual effect upon influencing positive change. That's how you can see the higher true self. You can see it in other people. You can see it around. And you can see when it's not there. You can see when people are lacking it. Anyone can develop knowledge and discover this. No one may actually get the pure philosopher's stone as the ideal perfected state, since it is infinite. But we can continually strive to maximize our realization, actualization, and individuation of the infinite potential and value we have in order to create a more perfect stone as we progress, grow, heal, change, and evolve in the inner and outer work. Alchemy, the great work, self-improvement, is something we do automatically in small degrees throughout life, because for most people, there is not an active engagement in the process. If we take the reins of self and actively choose to work on ourselves, we will exponentially grow and evolve beyond the normalized false standards. We are all on the path of healing, whether we realize it or not. But some choose to face their shadow and wrongdoings head on in order to actualize the true self to greater degrees of alignment with the higher will of natural moral law. Becoming the true self is partly an automatic process. That is, if we learn about evil and wrongs and choose to stop them, then the good will reemerge. If we consciously choose good over evil, choosing right over wrong, so the true self will automatically emerge. If we choose to learn about evil and wrong and choose the good and right over that evil and wrong, As previously mentioned, the top of the triangle is action, the wisdom of right action, towards moral living of the higher will. We reach the progressive achievement of higher realization with the actions and behaviors we engage into reality. They get us where we want to go, or get us away from where we say we want to go. Morality is what this is all about. We reach higher levels of consciousness and manifesting reality by living in right, good, and truth. So compared to the previous infographic, natural law boundary conditions, this diagram has the additional dimension of unity in the triangle in purple that allows the true self step to take its own position in later development, rather than have the true self be part of the green consciousness as it was in the natural law boundaries infographic. So that's the only big change. Instead of having true self in the green in the middle as the main goal, I put it in its own level. Well, the Philosopher's Stone has it in its own level in the triangle. That's where it belongs as its own step that comes later. In the other infographics, I didn't have the triangle. I put it where it most appropriately belonged as part of our force of free will, true care, consciousness, self. The main goal is towards unity, trinity, enlightenment. Even though the true self is actualized with the force of free will and true care, it touches upon the, quote, spiritual infinite potential without ever becoming that infinite underlying force itself, never becoming God itself, but being in a harmonious divine relationship instead. So that's why the triangle is there, and it is touching the spirit because of that, because it's creating a divine relationship instead. It's not becoming it. It's not becoming that blue circle itself. It's not becoming God itself, but you're entering a harmonious divine relationship, we could call it. The triangle is rising above the square matter as the bridge between the force of will, matter, and spirit, as the elevated level of the free will in alignment with natural moral law, as opposed to just free will itself in its boundary. The triangle of true self alignment with higher self is representative of rising above the lower nature of the carnal flesh, of our base passions, and into the higher order consciousness of truth and morality. The blue circle is truth, natural moral law, etc. These are attributes of the underlying all-one spirit. So this is the stellar man, having consciousness at the higher order level, while having our feet on the ground and doing the work here with that higher order consciousness understanding. So, instead of the throne of self being the boundary in rows around the green self area as it was in the natural law boundary infographic, it's instead purple as a triangle. That is the throne of self and bridge to the higher self as the true self in true care, which needs to be developed in the green, in ourselves. And we respect the boundaries of behavior that encapsulate us, and the boundaries of natural law that encapsulate the reality and our bodies. The triangle is the bridge between the lower self of the smaller green circle inside the red square matter and the higher self of the larger blue circle. So it's the bridge between the lower self, the matter we're in, and the higher self. That's what the triangle is doing. It's bridging everything together. In the other infographics, I had green as the bridge, and the force of will and true care and consciousness as the bridge. It's still the bridge in this one, but we have this other aspect of the triangle coming into play in this symbolism, so things get shifted around a bit. That's why I'm giving this extra little description to show the differences with the previous infographics. In this model, in the Philosopher's Stone model, rather than the natural law boundary conditions or the spectrum of living models that I made in previous presentations, rather than the color spectrum analysis, where you have red, then green, then blue, with green in the middle. The middle point between red and blue is also purple, such as when you mix red and blue paint to make purple. So this is another way where it ties into being the middle point as the bridge instead of the green, because between red and blue you have purple. And so the triangle has dual balancing positions, acting as a midpoint between the will of lower self in green and the will of higher self in blue. So the lower self and higher self is bridged with the triangle in purple. And it's also the midpoint of color between red and blue. So the lower world and the higher spirit, the midpoint between red and blue is purple as well. Between the world of nature and the higher will, spiritual source of natural law. We can go in between that and rise beyond the limitations of the carnal world. Not beyond the boundaries of natural law and those limitations, but beyond other limitations of ourselves, of our false selves. So to get to the purple triangle true self, the true care of the green circle needs to be activated. The key is still represented by the green self and will, just as the boundary diagram. The key to the purple true self is through the activation of true care, green. This key of the lower green circle brings the self and will into harmony and unity with the higher circle blue. This is represented in the purple triangle of the true self-actualization. Green of true care is at the center of it all again, for good reason. It is the generative force towards the path and way of truth and morality to higher frequency consciousness, to higher order consciousness ways of living. So that about does it. And I'll just read some descriptions of other people that I just found after this discovery came to me when I was developing the other infographics. So it corroborates that I'm on the right path, that I actually understand what I'm talking about. So other people have to say this. Here followeth the figure containing all the secrets of the tristes, both great and small. So he's saying macro and micro. This symbol will contain information and knowledge about both great and small tristes of life. Treaties of life, the ways of living, the way and path, the way. And it does. It talks about all that, as I have shown. The Philosopher's Stone is a legendary substance allegedly capable of turning inexpensive metals into gold. It was sometimes believed to be an elixir of life, usual for rejuvenation and possibly for achieving immortality. For a long time, it was the most sought-after goal in Western alchemy. In the view of spiritual alchemy, making the Philosopher's Stone would bring enlightenment upon the maker and conclude the great work. It is also known by several other names, such as Materia Prima. This is a continuation of that description. The Philosopher's Stone, the white stone by the river, the sword and the stone, all the same, meaning that which contains the knowledge of creation, a symbol that represents the final outcome of man's inner transformation, of the conversion of the base metal of his outer character to the golden properties of his higher self. It is all about the evolution of consciousness in the alchemy of time. See, it's talking about the same things what I'm talking about. The Philosopher's Stone is created by the alchemical method known as the magnum opus or the great work. So everything, the great work, natural law, living in morality, seeking the truth, living the truth, embodying the truth, and then speaking and sharing the truth of morality to other people. That's what the great work is, and that's what the Philosopher's Stone is all about too. It's a legendary substance that can turn base metals into gold, one of the two key things sought after by alchemists, the other being the elixir of life, although it's often the same thing. Lapis philosorum, chrysopoeia, which means heart of gold, magisterium, which is magistry, Spiritus Mundi, that's the spirit of the world, the stone of the wise, diamond of perfection, universal medicine, and the elixir. It could be the universal solvent, alkahest, to get to its quintessence. Arum potable, the drinkable gold. It has parallels to the Holy Grail, a Masonic keystone, and the Yesodic foundation stone of the Kabbalah. The Garden of Eden's forbidden fruit, etc. So these were all different names. And this is the description of how to make it. The appearance, in geometric form, is expressed geometrically in Michael Mayer's Atlanta Fusions. So that's, if you want to look into it, it's Michael Mayer's Atlanta Fusions. Make of a man and woman a circle, then a quadrangle, out of this a triangle. Make again a circle, and you will have the stone of the wise. Thus is made the stone, which thou canst not discover unless you, through diligence, learn to understand this geometrical teaching. And that is what I have done. I have created other infographics through symbols and colors, and through that decoding of other information, I came to realize the Philosopher's Stone. I discovered it through other work I was doing. I didn't look at the Philosopher's Stone and through diligence learn to understand this geometrical teaching. I understood the geometrical teachings through my other work, and then I said, holy crap, this looks like the Philosopher's Stone. And indeed it was. And that blew my mind, and it led me to make this. And so that's what I've been doing. Through diligence, you will discover what these symbols mean. And that's what I've been doing. Other people have been doing. I've been diligently working, trying to put out occulted, hidden information about the micro and macro aspects of reality and the boundaries we live in. And through that work, I have come to understand the Philosopher's Stone all on my own, without actually ever reading about it. So that's why I say I do have an evolved consciousness. Because I do have an evolved consciousness. I have taken the time over the past 8 years, only working for 3 years, having a lot of time on my hand to actually learn and develop things. You need time. If you don't have time, if you're busy doing other things, well, guess what? The progression of evolution and consciousness is going to go by at a snail's pace compared to if you actually put all of your waking hours, or as many as you can, into learning, into seeking truth, into discovering truth, into attaining and embodying truth, into living and becoming aspects of that truth that we discover. It all takes time, attention, energy, effort, persistence, dedication, and determination. It's a lot of hard work. Like I said, 8 years, I've only worked for three. I do a lot of screwing around too, watch movies and stuff, take breaks, but it's a constant work, and it's the most fulfilling work that I've ever done in my life. It's the most joy I've ever had. The catalyst to caring for truth and beginning the journey and quest towards greater attainment of truth is the most joyous thing for me. I've never had kids, so, you know, can't compare it to that, but for me, it's the most joyous thing you can do to uncover reality, to uncover yourself, to discover who you are, and to live rightly. It's just the most important thing there is. Well, you know, kids and everything, and let's continue living and progress into the future. I'd say kids are more important, but truth and morality, apart from physical manifestation, that's how we live properly in the physical manifestation. It's truth is supreme. Truth reigns above all. And at the end here, I have a few links on some of the research, a little bit of research I did after I made the Philosopher's Stone infographic. I just went researching a few terms. And so if you want to read some of the things that I read, well, here's some links. That's about it. I enjoyed making this infographic as well as the other two. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day. Take care. Peace.